And with KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Farmers have to tell their county agricultural commissioner when they apply certain pesticides. As KAZU's Amy May reports, a new website makes that information easy to find.
The California Department of Pesticide Regulations Spray Days has a searchable map showing planned applications. DPR spokeswoman Leia Bailey says you can also sign up to get alerts for specific locations.
You can enter that address and then receive direct emails or text messages before a pesticide application is used near that address.
She says the notifications are available in 16 languages. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
Governor Newsom's announced a new satellite program to monitor and reduce dangerous methane leaks. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Methane's released from landfills, livestock facilities, oil and gas refineries, and some natural sources, too. It makes up about a quarter of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. The state's new program will use satellite-mounted methane sensors to help locate leaks and collect data. State and local agencies will in turn use the data to work to reduce emissions in certain areas. The announcement comes as the federal administration actively rolls back certain clean air and environmental protections. Newsom said, quote, California isn't having it. A $100 million investment from the state's cap-and-trade program is funding the initiative. California doesn't own the satellites, which are funded through a philanthropically-backed coalition that includes the state. One satellite has already been launched from the Vandenberg Space Force Base near Santa Barbara, and seven have yet to set out. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
And I'm Dylan Music, KAZU News.